Good morning. My name is Michael McCusker. August is simpatico with kindred birthdays, including my own, a collegial gaggle of Leos and a few Virgos. I start with David Horowitz, who is 77 years old tomorrow, August 17th. He is a professor emeritus at Portland State University, where he has taught history since 1968, which was the year I first got to know him, not at college, but in a favorite tavern of Portland hippie rabble, Rubens Five, owned by the late Don Petrie, who later opened an Italian restaurant in Newport. David is the author and co-author of many histories of cultural and political America, plus many articles about music that reflect his professorship of the jazz piano. A recent autobiography is based on his own learning and teaching history, Getting There, A Cultural Odyssey. I am now going to read what he says is his latest on future prospects, Looking Ahead, by David A. Horowitz, which he wrote this past August 6th. There is no doubt progressives and social justice activists are at a critical juncture, an existential crossroads, as we look to the country's political future with a fierce determination barely equaled in modern American history. Concerned social change advocates are attempting to return to the drawing board to erase the catastrophe of 2016 and prevent anything like its reoccurrence. The passions of this commitment are completely warranted and speak to the importance of the moment. Yet there is a danger of wanting something so badly that it overwhelms the powers of judgment with either a heady faith bolstered by unwarranted happy talk or unadulterated panic and defeatism. Neither response will be adequate to speak to the present crisis, which involves the ability of the American political system to survive as an organism in which policy and rational decision-making can lead to an improved life for its people and efforts, no matter how tentative, to heal and repair the world, quote unquote. In the meantime, several potential 2020 Democratic candidates and a segment of the base seem to be replicating the Karl Rove Trump strategy of voicing the sentiments of the party base as the prelude to a general election. In current parlance, this ranks as an example of getting ahead of one's skis. In electoral terms, it could spell disaster for the next presidential contest. One example comes in calls for the wonderfully sounding single-payer Medicare for all. Admittedly, it is extremely difficult to find balanced assessments of how the plan might be financed and how it would be implemented. But there are a few basic facts out there. The Bernie Sanders program would finance single payer, no insurance premiums or co-pays, with a 7.5% tax on employer payrolls over $2 million, a wealth tax on the richest 160,000 households, a tax on inherited wealth over $50 million, and a 4% income tax surcharge on families earning over $27,000. Yet, when Vermont considered a plan in 2014 that was not as generous, it figured it would have required 11.5% payroll tax on employers and a 9% income tax surcharge on each household. Some conservative think tanks estimate that taxpayer costs for single payer would be intriguing.